Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest and the Moose, and we're here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Bundesliga games for the 24th to the 26th of January 2025. And you can see all the details for the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on the website footballpredictions.net, along with fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world.
Yes, and on our website, we'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware.
And we're kicking off with Wolfsburg, who are in 7th position, taking on Holstein Kiel, who are in 17th. It's on Friday, the 24th of January, kicks off at 7:30 p.m. UK time. And for this game, look on the links in the description. You'll see how to find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options. This one is available to watch on Bet365. And to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Sign up with bonus code FP365. Well, these couple of sides are showing patchy form at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, very patchy. Winning or losing, no draws for the last 9 games for Wolfsburg and for Holstein Kiel. Actually, only 2 draws all season and no draws in the last 13 games. So I think, wow, it's either winning or losing for these two sides. And talking about winning and losing, when we look at these two teams last weekend, Wolfsburg faced a really tricky game at Bayern Munich. We had that down for both teams to score and Bayern Munich win. Bayern Munich won that game 3-2. And for Holstein Kiel, they had a home game against Hoffenheim. Again, we had both teams to score and Hoffenheim to win. And guess what? It ended 3-1 to Hoffenheim. Now, this is an away game for Holstein Kiel. Now, Holstein Kiel away this season are yet to win. But if you look at every single of their away games this season, they have actually managed to score. So, which means that we are looking at 8 away matches from Holstein Kiel, and all eight games have ended with both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. So that's quite an interesting fact going into this game against Wolfsburg, who at home have picked up form just before Christmas. They won their first couple of games at home. They didn't win the first 5 at home. Then they beat Union Berlin 1-0, then Mainz 4-3, and most recently they beat Borussia Mönchengladbach 5-1. So they'll go into this game at home with some level of confidence at least. And also overall, Wolfsburg is 7th in the league. They're just a couple of points off RB Leipzig and Stuttgart for the Champions League spots. So they're actually in a very cozy position. You look at this game as a must-win in order to bridge that gap between the top sides there, the European spots. As for Holstein Kiel, 6 points now up to Hoffenheim, just above the relegation playoff, but 11 points all season. It's going to be a tricky test for Holstein Kiel at Wolfsburg.
Indeed. For this one, we're veering towards both teams to score, and that's our tip. You can get odds there of 1.75 if you look at their recent results. They pretty much score both of these teams. I think only Kiel have not scored in back in 7th of December. Since then, they've scored in every match. And Wolfsburg have scored a lot in just about every match. So what we're looking at is both teams to score. If you're looking for a full-time result prediction, like you said, they've got something to fight for, Wolfsburg. So we think, and being at home, that they'll probably grab the win here. And we've gone for them to win. Odds there are only 1.42, if you're interested in that market. And regarding our correct score prediction, we have gone for Wolfsburg 2, Holstein Kiel 1. Let's see how that one pans out. We've got 73% of you voting think Wolfsburg will win. This is on our poll on the website, so you can have a look at that as well. Moving on to RB Leipzig, who are in 5th position. This should be a good game because they're playing Bayer Leverkusen, who are up in 2nd. And it kicks off on Saturday, the 25th of January at 2:30 p.m. UK time. And of course, look in the description. You find the link to your local kickoff time, odds, and available broadcast channels. This one, outside of Germany anyway, is available on Bet365. And you can live stream that. To qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use the bonus code FP for football predictions, 365. That's FP365. So, yeah, Leverkusen have really been going along well, haven't they? I know they had that blip in the Champions League, but apart from that, pretty plain sailing for them.
Yeah, if we look at these two teams, quite interesting, because when we take RB Leipzig, and then we'll get on to Leverkusen, but RB Leipzig actually started the season off really well in the Bundesliga, and the only defeat by Leverkusen have this season is to RB Leipzig. And if we remember last season, Bayer Leverkusen didn't lose a single game, but they lost that game right at the beginning of the season to RB Leipzig. That's their only defeat in the Bundesliga this season. So the record that Bayer Leverkusen had is pretty impressive. But yeah, Leipzig started out with 6 wins and 2 draws in the Bundesliga. But since then, and over the last 10 matches, Leipzig has now lost 5 matches and only won 3 of the last 10. So they kind of dipped in form. Last match out in the Bundesliga, they went to Bochum. We all know Bochum are bottom of the Bundesliga, really struggled with picking up any points. But they actually got a 3-3 draw against Leipzig. And to make matters worse for Leipzig, they were actually 3-0 up at halftime. So 3-0 up at halftime,
yeah,
against the bottom side in the Bundesliga, and it then ends 3-3. That was a disappointing result for them. It has to be said, Leipzig midweek did go on and beat Sporting Lisbon. We also have to tell all our listeners that for both of the matches, our main prediction was both teams to score. So we were in on the both teams to score prediction. If we move on to Leverkusen sort of slightly opposite to Leipzig, because their beginning of the season, they obviously had that defeat at home to Leipzig, but only 4 wins from their first 10. They now have 8 wins, 8 straight wins in the Bundesliga. So yeah, they've really picked up form. I mean, it looks like championship form, but they're still 4 points off Bayern Munich, but this is going to be very tight. And again, don't forget that Bayer Leverkusen has beaten Bayern Munich in the DFB Pokal. They knocked them out of the DFB Pokal, and they have Bayern Munich at home later on this season. So this looks like a very tight race. Leipzig, unfortunately for them, it looks like they're out of the championship race, but they're still well in there for the Champions League spots. These are two teams that likes to score goals. We look at Leipzig's last 6 games, all both teams to score, and over 2.5 goals in these matches. As for Bayer Leverkusen, they had that defeat midweek at Atletico Madrid, but to be fair, Leverkusen is pretty much already through in the Champions League. But yeah, looking really good in the Bundesliga, and we think that Bayer Leverkusen is going to get back to winning ways here.
Well, yeah, after that blip in the Champions League, like we said
before.
But,
yeah,
you know, coming into this clash, Leverkusen haven't been beaten in their last 25 league matches away from home.
Wow.
So, yeah, that kind of gives you a good indication of where we think it'll probably go in this one as well.
Yeah.
Leipzig are unbeaten in the last 2 league matches at home. But, yeah, both the teams do score a lot of goals. And that's the key to our tip for this one. That is both teams to score. At odds there you can get at 1.53 at the moment. Check our site and you'll see what the latest ones are. But, yeah, we think it'll be a Leverkusen win. And actually, much better odds for that, would you believe? 1.9 you can get on a Leverkusen win. So they're slight favourites. But yeah, I mean, 25 away games in a row, unbeaten. I mean, that could be a draw, I guess. That's including unbeaten. But we think they'll win here and keep the pressure at the top on Bayern. So it could be Bayer and Bayern finish right at the end of the season. We hope so. For this one, we've gone for a correct score prediction of Leipzig 1, Leverkusen 2. And for the correct score odds on that, it's 8.5. So on our site, the poll here is showing that only 22% of you voting think Leipzig will win, and 53% have gone for Leverkusen with the rest a draw. So yeah, you can actually get odds of a Leipzig win of 3.7 in this game, incidentally, and a draw 3.9. So that could be quite interesting as well. But we think it'll be Leverkusen that come out with all 3 points. Next up, we have Borussia Dortmund, who are in 10th, taking on Werder Bremen, who are 9th. So this one should also be an exciting one. 25th of January, that's Saturday, 2:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. Click the link in the description to see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this match. And this one you can live stream on Bet365. To qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours and use bonus code FP365 when you sign up. Now, Dortmund have hit a bit of a bad patch, haven't they?
Yeah, these are two teams who have one thing in common this year, and that is they've yet to win a game. In fact, Dortmund has lost all their games since coming back from the Christmas break. 3 straight defeats in the Bundesliga. Last time out, the 2-0 defeat of Frankfurt. And then midweek, they lost 2-1 in Bologna in the Champions League. So yeah, not a great start to the year for Dortmund for sure. But also Werder Bremen, the opponent in this game, still to win this year. They started off the year with a 4-2 defeat at Leipzig, where we predicted Leipzig win, both teams to score. We then had a both teams to score prediction in Werder Bremen's home game against Heidenheim and ended 3-3. And then last time out, slightly disappointing, they lost 2-0 at home to Augsburg. And now it's going to be a tricky game still at Dortmund, but a tricky one to predict for sure. Dortmund is definitely a much better home team. Has to be said that their last defeat at home, it was at Leverkusen that they played. Prior to that, Dortmund had actually not lost a single home game. Dortmund has scored in all of their home games this season, so they are scoring goals. They are also one of the best home teams in the Bundesliga, despite the dip in form. No matter how we look at it, it's going to be a tricky one for Werder Bremen, who has lost 3 out of the last 5 away matches. The other 2 were wins, but at St. Pauli and Bochum, so the slightly weaker teams in the league. When they play the slightly stronger teams, they lost at Leipzig, at Frankfurt, and at Borussia Mönchengladbach. So probably a bit of an indicator for, again, how this game could go.
Yeah, this is going to be one where we think it's going to be tight, but we believe Borussia Dortmund, being at home, will get their first win of the year. It's long overdue, and we've gone for them to win. That's our tip. 1.62 are the odds on that. We also like a both teams to score prediction for this, and so we think that's going to happen. And there you can get the odds there at the moment are 1.57. But regarding the correct score, we have gone for 2-1, a 2-1 home win, with the odds of 8.5 being the current ones. If you do like Bremen to get the away win, I mean, Bremen are above them in the table just, the odds there are quite high at 4.75. So that might be something interesting. Also, the draw 4.33. But yeah, we, and it looks like you out there as well, think that Dortmund will win. 69% of people voting on the page, you'll find that in the clickable link, our page on footballpredictions.net, believe Dortmund will win, and only 11% like Werder Bremen at the moment. So yeah, 2-1 to Dortmund is what we think will happen. Next up, we've got Freiburg in 8th position, taking on Bayern Munich, who are, of course, top of the table at the moment in the Bundesliga. This one kicks off on Saturday, the 25th of January, 2:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. Click the link in the description. You'll be able to find your local kickoff time, odds, and broadcast streaming channels available in your area. Outside of Germany, most people can watch this on Bet365. And to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use the bonus code FP365. Well, Freiburg have got a challenge here.
They really do, especially looking at their last couple of results in the Bundesliga since coming back from the break. They did start with a win against Holstein Kiel, 3-2 win. We predicted them to beat Holstein Kiel in that game, and they did indeed. They beat them 3-2. However, that was followed up by 2 quite heavy defeats, 4-1 at Frankfurt, and then last weekend, a 4-0 defeat at Stuttgart. We predicted both of those outcomes. But yeah, some heavy defeats there for Freiburg away from home. But Freiburg is more of a home team when we look at them at home this season. They are one of the stronger teams in the Bundesliga. They've won 6 from 8 One draw and just one defeat all season away from home, just two wins. But and in the last seven, they have not won a single game and conceded quite heavy across their last three away matches. They conceded, in fact, 13 goals across those three games. But this is a home game for Freiburg. Freiburg do like to score a goal at home. Over the last three games, they scored an average of three goals. But they are playing Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich, since coming back from the break, have done really well in the Bundesliga. They beat Borussia Mönchengladbach 1-0 away. We predicted the outcome of that game. And then they've had two home games against Hoffenheim and Wolfsburg. They beat Hoffenheim 5-0 and Wolfsburg last weekend out 3-2. But in the Champions League and away from home, Bayern Munich lost 3-0 at Feyenoord. And when we do look at Bayern Munich away from home, has to be said, like even in the lead up to Christmas, they were struggling a little bit. They beat St. Pauli 1-0. Then they had a 1-1 draw at Dortmund. They lost 2-1 at Mainz, their only defeat of the season just before Christmas. And then a 1-0 win at Borussia Mönchengladbach. So over the last four away games, Bayern Munich's only scored one goal. And in the Champions League, of course, they lost 3-0 at Feyenoord. They have three defeats in the group stage, all coming away from home as well. So they are a little they have tendency to perform a little bit worse away from home, and this is an away game. So yeah, we don't predict one of those let's say big score lines here, but we are going with Bayern Munich.
Right. Oh, you're giving it away.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, I mean, when don't you predict Bayern Munich to win? But like you said, in this case, Freiburg are really a home side, and they do score goals at home. They scored, like you said, three against Holstein Kiel. They scored three against Wolfsburg. That's in the last two home matches. But away, they're terrible. They're getting thrashed, really, like getting four or five goals scored against them in recent weeks. So, and you know, and they haven't beaten Bayern Munich in the last 17 meetings with them in the league. So it's a pretty terrible run of form. But then again, most teams can probably say that against Bayern, can't they? But plenty of goals being scored, you know, in Freiburg matches, 27 goals in the last six games. That's an average of 4.5 goals per game. And Freiburg themselves have scored nine of those. So, like you said, Bayern Munich away, not as good as they are at home. So, yeah, it's going to be, we think, therefore, it's going to be a bit closer than you would have if this was obviously at Bayern. So we've gone for a Bayern win. Like you said, you can't get very good odds. 1.33 is what you'll have for that. But what we like is the look of both teams to score for this one. So that's our tip. Both teams to score. Odds there you can get of 1.7 for this match. So fingers crossed, both teams can score. And then, yeah, I mean, even if it's a draw, both teams to score is good, and that would really put the pressure on Munich at the top, wouldn't it, with the Leverkusen breathing down on them, bearing down on them. Just so you know as well, 2-1 is what we've gone for in terms of Bayern. So Freiburg 1, Bayern 2. Odds there for correct score prediction are currently at 9 or 8-1 fractional. And just interesting, if you thought that Freiburg could nab a draw at home, odds 5.75, pretty high. I don't think they'll win, but if they did like a win, they're out at 8, which is also very high. But yeah, we think it'll be going the way that most people predict. And let's see how it unfolds. Right, let's go to our summary matches now. And we have Augsburg in 12th taking on Heidenheim in 16th. It's on Saturday, the 25th of Jan, and it's at 2:30 p.m. UK time. Click the link in the description. You can find your localized kickoff time, odds, and TV channels and streaming services, including Bet365, to qualify. All you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours using bonus code FP365. For this one, we think it will be a home win. We've gone for an under 2.5 goals game, and we've gone for the correct score of Augsburg 2, Heidenheim 0.
Yes, and then we have Mainz in 6th taking on Stuttgart in 4th. This match also kicks off Saturday, 25th of January at 2:30 UK time. And it's another game that you can watch on Bet365. And in order to qualify, all you need to do is have a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours and sign up with bonus code FP365. Now for this game, we are going with a away win. So a Stuttgart win. And under 2.5 goals prediction and a correct score of 1-0 Stuttgart.
Yes. Next, we've got Borussia Mönchengladbach in 11th taking on Bochum, who are down in 18th. It's on Saturday the 25th at 5:30 p.m. UK time. And you can watch this one live on Bet365. Again, all you need is to qualify, is you need a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use the bonus code FP365. I believe this one outside of Germany as well. In the UK, it's available on Sky Sports as well. For this game, we think that it's going to be an under 2.5 goals. That's our tip. We've gone for a Borussia Mönchengladbach win, and we believe the score is going to be 2-0.
Yes, moving on to Sunday, 26th of January, at 2:30 UK time. We've got Hoffenheim in 15th, taking on Frankfurt in 3rd. It's another game you can watch live on Bet365. And to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, you can use the bonus code FP365. And if you're in the UK, it's also broadcasted on Sky Sports Football. Now, for this game, we're going with a Frankfurt win, an under 2.5 goal prediction, and a correct score of 1-0 Frankfurt.
Next, we have St. Pauli, who are 14th, taking on Union Berlin in 13th. It's on Sunday, this one, 26th of Jan, 4:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. And for this game, we have got this down for a home win. We like an under 2.5 goals prediction for this too. And we've gone for St. Pauli 1, Union Berlin 0. And just a reminder that live streaming is available on Bet365, and make use of that bonus code FP365 when you're registering. And to qualify, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. Full details are available on the Bet365 website. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Yeah, and in the description area of this podcast, you can find links to the fixtures we've just been discussing, or just go directly to footballpredictions.net. That's where you will can have a look at all the online sources to watch the game from your location by streaming and TV channels. Our predictions for different betting markets, team news, as well as the best offers and odds.
You might also know that we record football podcasts for additional competitions as well as the Bundesliga, and you can listen to them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you usually source your podcasts from, including Apple, YouTube and Spotify. Well, that's all. Thanks for joining us. And until the next time, it is.
Cheers.